This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. A big part of this election is going to be about the future, about the economy, which brings us, it seems quite naturally, to the economics of babies, not at a national level, but at an individual, personal, financy one. There's a new study out that shows in some places, the cost of sending an infant to daycare can be as much as sending a teen to an in-state college. But even for people who come up with less expensive childcare, kids aren't cheap. The USDA estimates the price tag for the first 18 years of a kid's life is, on average, $250,000. That is not chump change. Dr. Mark Leno authored the USDA study. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So $250,000 for a kid. It seems like a lot of money.
Well, it is, but that's spread over 18 years and it encompasses all the budgetary components, those being housing, food, transportation, clothing, health care, child care and education, and miscellaneous expenses.
So pretty much everything you need to get that kid from 0 to 18 and out of the house.
Correct.
So this is the average, right? So what kind of range are we talking here?
Well, it depends on, for a middle-income family, the age of the child. It goes from approximately $12,300 to $14,300. Teenagers are the most expensive. They have high transportation costs. These are the years when they start to drive, so you add them onto your auto insurance or buy them a second automobile.
If you're really nice.
Yeah. And they also have high food costs. They need more food.
So are babies then the cheapest?
They're one of the cheapest. Also, costs vary by household income. The more income you have, the more you spend on a child. For families in the lower third of the income distribution, they spend between $9,000 and $10,000 per year on a child. For families in the upper third of the income distribution, they spend about $20,500 to $24,500 per year.
So double.
Correct.
And what explains those differences? Why such a big swing?
One of the big differences in housing costs over the income groups, the more you have, the more you spend on housing. Also, child care and education is much higher in that higher income group.
So as you look at this study, and the study, you guys have done this, I understand, for decades, what's changing over time? What have you noticed?
The big difference from when we first did it in 1960 was in child care and education. That's become a very big component of the budget. In 1960, child care was very small, mainly consisting of babysitting, say when our parents went out on a Saturday night. But now it's a major component of the budget for those who have the expense, and especially big for those with young children.
How do additional children work into this equation? So I have to imagine that kid number one is going to be costier than kid number two, than kid number three. Is that right?
Right. That's somewhat the good news. You get economies of scale with children, sometimes known as the cheaper by the dozen effect. Each additional child costs less. You can buy food in bulk, which is usually cheaper. Children can share a bedroom. You have hand-me-downs in terms of toys and clothing. Older children can babysit younger children.
So why do you guys do this study? I mean, are you out there to discourage people from spending that $250,000 on kids, or why do this?
No, we're not trying to discourage people, but the main uses are in helping states set child support and foster care payments. It's also used in many high schools to show teenagers how much children cost, so hopefully they will wait until they're older and more financially secure to have children themselves.
Do you have your own kids?
No.
Okay. Do these studies keep you away from them, do you think?
Well, I think having children, economics is one of the factors in when deciding to have children. There are many other factors, including economics.
Dr. Mark Leno, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
There's more information on the costs of raising a kid at marketplace.org.